So enough is enough with Sam winning with Ari Smarter Than Sam. He won every day last week.
Yeah, and then yesterday as well.
Every time we played. Yeah. We've got Rob, his kids Isabella and Serena from Rico ready to give this a shot, though. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. So are you smarter than Sam, first of all, Rob?
I'm not, but I'm pretty sure my daughters are.
Aww,
okay. So far, so good.
Sweetest thing I've ever heard. Okay, you guys know how to play because you play along in the car every morning?
Yeah, every morning.
Cool. 30 seconds on the clock. We're definitely pulling for you. Good luck.
Okay, Rob, what is the capital of the Czech Republic?
Prague.
On Seinfeld, what is Jerry's job?
Comedian.
3.1415 is commonly known as what?
Pi.
In Hawaii, what does mahalo mean?
Hello.
What type of bird is often depicted with an olive branch on in its beak?
A dove.
Woo! Got that was it. very, very nice, Rob. Very, well very nice. All right, Sam's coming back in from his isolated booth. What is this that we're playing? Oh, this is from Madagascar. We asked for your suggestions for Sam's headphones at 92925.
Yeah.
This one got the blood running for sure.
What did you say, Rob?
That suggestion was from my daughter.
Oh, it was actually from your
really?
Daughter.
Perfect.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. All right, Sam, 30 seconds on the clock. We're ready for you to lose.
Let's not lose, but let's do this.
Okay. What is the capital of the Czech Republic?
Yeah, Prague.
On Seinfeld, what is Jerry's job?
Yeah, he's a comedian.
3.1415 is commonly known as what?
Pi.
In Hawaii, what does mahalo mean?
Mahalo is a greeting. It means either hello or thank you.
Yeah, let's
you have to choose
one there.
Okay, pass.
Okay. What type of bird is often depicted with an olive branch in its beak?
A dove.
In Hawaii, what does mahalo mean?
I'll say thank you.
That's, ooh.
Oof.
Just got it in.
Look at
all
that.
All right. Let's see how you guys made out. This morning, the capital of the Czech Republic is Prague. You're both correct on that.
Nice.
Rob went by through these questions quicker, I think,
he
too.
Did much quicker.
Yeah.
This is not a race here.
I'm just saying.
On Seinfeld, Jerry's job is a stand-up comedian. You both got that right.
Yeah.
3.1415, commonly known as pi. You were both correct. In Hawaii, what does mahalo mean? It means thank you and only thank you. Not hello ever. You were wrong.
Woo!
I should just tell him when he answers with two answers, that, right?
I just don't accept it.
I just thought it was a generic greeting. That's why.
Well, you were wrong. Yeah.
Not so generic.
That makes me so sad. I shouldn't have corrected him. This is all my fault.
Thank you.
Okay, the last question. What type of bird is often depicted with an olive branch in its beak? The answer is dove. Yeah. You were both correct on that.
That's
which
like
means
not even by one
Sam,
point. That's like a half point.
You don't deserve a full point for that is all. I don't know why you're smiling. There's nothing to smile about.
A W.
Horrible. Rob, I'm so sorry.
It's all right.
That means Sam is the winner. Can you try again soon? I feel like you might be the one to put him in his place.
All right, no problem. We'll
okay,
try again.
Please continue to text us and have a wonderful day. And bye to Isabella and Serena as well. Have a good one.
Bye, have a great day. Thank you.
You too. Right. And mahalo for playing.
All right, good morning to Aaron and your mom, Kathy, from Lachine. How's it going?
Good.
Good. You're feeling confident, like you can put this guy in his place?
I hope so.
Okay, we're really, really hoping to. How do you do when you play along in your car every morning?
Usually pretty good, but now I get it. Now being on air, I'm like, I feel the nerves.
The nerves.
Try breathe through it.
Those darn nerves. I get it. Okay, deep breath. 30 seconds on the clock. Good luck, Aaron.
Thank you.
Complete the slogan. There are some things money can't buy. For everything else, there's...
MasterCard.
What kind of salad is traditionally made with tomatoes, cucumbers, onions, olives, and feta cheese?
Greek.
NaCl is the chemical equation for what common item?
Salt.
Elsa the Snow Queen is the star of what Disney franchise?
Frozen.
This singing reality show has celebrities face off against each other with their faces covered.
Masked Singer.
Beautiful, Aaron.
Yes.
What nerves.
Oh,
what nerves.
I think she knows she nailed it,
too. Oh, my gosh. We have like an hour left on the timer, too. That's really impressive. Okay, nice work. Don't give away any of your answers. Sam, back in from the isolated booth where he was listening to the Ketchup song?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, random.
All right, very random. 30 seconds, you're taking on Aaron.
Aaron, okay, good luck.
Good luck.
She did all right.
She's wishing me good luck.
Oh, yeah.
That's cute.
She did okay.
Okay.
Okay, story. Yeah.
Well, I will do even better.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Complete the slogan. There are some things money can't buy. For everything else, there's...
MasterCard.
What kind of salad is traditionally made with tomatoes, cucumbers, onions, olives, and feta cheese?
A Greek salad. Delicious.
NaCl is the chemical equation for what common item?
Salt.
Elsa the Snow Queen is a star of what Disney franchise?
Frozen.
This singing reality show has celebrities face off against each other with their faces covered.
The Masked Singer.
That's that.
Why'd you have to say singer like that?
Singer.
I wanted to enunciate to make sure that you understood what I was saying so that you don't deduct any points needlessly.
Okay, I'm deducting one for that attitude. No. Did you hear that attitude?
I'm on board.
It was a second the notion.
One for that bad attitude. All right, let's see how you guys made out this morning. Complete the slogan. There are some things money can't buy. For everything else, there's MasterCard. You're both correct. Mm-hmm. What type of salad is traditionally made with tomatoes, cucumbers, onions, olives, and feta cheese? Greek salad. You both get that right. NaCl is a chemical equation for salt or table salt. You're both right. Elsa, the Snow Queen, of course, from Disney's Frozen or Frozen 2. You both got it right. And the singing reality show has celebrities face off against each other with their faces covered. It's a Masked Singer. And you are both correct on that one. Uh-oh. Which means we've got a tiebreaker.
We both did okay.
I tried to fool you when I said she just did okay. I wanted you to be overly confident and then fall on your face. Okay. Sam is leaving back into the isolated booth. You know how the tiebreaker works, Aaron?
Yes.
You should just win. She should have already won. She just did that, I think, what? Quicker than him.
Oh, way quicker.
And it's the first time you've ever done it. You're clearly smarter.
Exactly.
Okay.
She's not disagreeing.
She's not disagreeing at all. All right, Aaron, I'm going to ask you a question. The answer is a number. You've got 5 seconds to answer. It goes by very quickly, so just make sure you say something. Whoever comes closest to the actual answer is going to be the winner this morning, okay?
Okay.
Aaron, in feet, how tall is the Champlain Bridge?
225.
Okay, good guess. Okay, nice work. We're going to bring Sam in from the isolated booth. We're going to ask him the same questions. You're going to have 5 seconds to answer.
Oh, boy.
Can't run away from this one.
Nope. Nowhere to hide.
Sam, in feet, how tall is the Champlain Bridge?
The new one? 312. I'm assuming it's the new one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Aaron didn't have to ask any questions. About that.
Well, we have two Champlain Bridges in case
she was very confident in her answer.
Okay.
She was.
But I need to know the answer,
she never
though.
Does this. This is the first time she did it. I don't know how you can take this prize
okay,
from people
give her A for effort. What do you want from me? We need a winner here.
How tall is the Champlain Bridge in feet? It is 551 feet tall. Aaron said 225. Yes. Sam said 312. Yes. Aaron, I am so sorry.
That's okay. It was so much fun.
That one stings.
A little bit.
It stings. Do you like the tiebreaker? Are you a fan, Aaron?
No,
okay.
So.
Okay, if you don't like start a petition. Write our boss an email, you know.
I will do it right now.
Oh, we love you. We'd love to have you try again. You can clearly
thank
take
so
this
much.
Guy on. That was really impressive for your first time.
That was fun. Thank you.
Okay, bye.